entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
My name is Stephen Knight, and welcome to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As always, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a great show lined up. As always, we'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, sports, fashion, and the latest in movie reviews. Tonight, we're talking to the owner of Los Angeles-based Compartes, Jonathan Graham. As always, we want you to participate, so make sure that you call in and give us your opinion. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. And yourself?
I'm good. You know, Monday evening, you know.
Yeah.
Was your weekend?
My weekend was good. My sister was in town for her high school reunion. They have, they choose a different location every year, and it was in Atlanta. So I got to see her, and she held me hostage. I had fun with her. And her girlfriends. It was a good time. Then I just, you know, relaxed and kind of got myself ready for Monday yesterday.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Yeah. My weekend was cool. I didn't do too much until yesterday. Yesterday I had a writing session with my producer, Phoenix, who's been on the show. We're getting everything finishing up for this project that we're working on, this music project. So I'm very excited about that direction we're going. Also did stuff for the Stephen Knight Show, so we'd be prepared for tonight. But I know that Chike is on the line. Chike, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fun, actually. As you know, I was in New York City at the premiere of Gun Hill Road with
I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Oh, wow. I had so much fun. So much fun. Technically, it was my first major movie premiere. And Mr. Rashad Ernesto Green is definitely on his grind, pushing his movie. He stressed that, and I got to learn a little bit, too, more about the movie industry. And he was stressing that in the first weekend when a movie is released, that's the crucial point, you know, from that Friday to that Monday, or if a movie is released on a Wednesday, from that Wednesday to that next Monday, is the crucial point for the numbers. And he was stressing that everyone come out and support Gun Hill Road that particular weekend, because that particular weekend will determine where it will be released, you know, around the country.
Okay.
And I'm happy to say that Gun Hill Road premiered as the number one indie movie in the country for that weekend, and it was number 20 on the national spot. So he did very, very good. Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah. So I got to meet some of the cast members and chilled out with them for a little bit. It was good. It was real fun.
Good. Good. So what did you see any new movies? I know you've seen that one before. You see anything new over the weekend?
Yeah, I went to go see two movies. I saw A Change Up with Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds. I have to say the movie was pretty predictable. You know, you could probably look at the trailer and, you know, quickly make a synopsis of what the film is about. You know, how I say, a DVD at home on the couch. It was entertaining, but not enough for me to spend my hard-earned money to go to the theater to see it. But I did see another feature that was called The Devil's Double, and it was about Uday Hussein, who's the son of Saddam Hussein, and he's known as the Black Prince. And it was really about his double, the person that they hired to be his double, to shadow him and to also protect him. So whenever he would have to make public appearances, they would use his double instead of using him. And so he kind of sort of had to take on the persona of the actual prince. The movie's dark. It's disturbing because Uday Hussein was known for doing very heinous things. He was a person that abused his power and also lived, if I could say, darker than his father, because he didn't have the public persona of his father. He was able to do things and get away with them. So it was very interesting to see how his double lived in the shadow of this notorious and monstrous person. So I highly recommend that. It's an art house film. It's also foreign, so if you can tolerate the subtitles and the fact that you have to read a little bit, it's a very interesting and intriguing film.
Okay. Anything coming out that you're excited about?
I mentioned The Help that comes out Wednesday, actually. And looking forward to that. Looking forward to Fright Night. Looking forward to, what's the other movie? There was another one. I said The Help, Fright Night, and Conan. That's the other one that I'm looking forward to.
Oh, Conan. Are they have a remake of Conan coming out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Less the Arnold.
Right, no Arnold in this one.
No Arnold. I'm looking forward to hearing what Mr. Jonathan has to say tonight. I know I tweeted, I'm really, really fiending those chocolate-covered strawberries.
I'm hoping he can send them some samples so we can test out the product.
I was chatting with him one day. He was making a delivery. He was actually trying to deliver some chocolate, so he was worried about the chocolate melting on the way to his destination. And we joked about him getting a refrigerator put in a BMW so he could deliver his chocolates in style.
Wow. That'd be definitely interesting.
Well, mentioning him, we're going to actually base the contest question tonight, the Mr. Richard Glass of Glass Hair Products and Miss Faith Evans contest. The question is related to Comparte's chocolates. There is a chocolate that he has on the menu, which is based off of a leading cable network's primetime show. And the name of the chocolate has the name of the show in it. So if you can tweet me, at Absolutely Chique, the name of the chocolate on the menu, you can win a glass hair product. So, again, the name of the chocolate that's on the menu for Compartes that is the same as the primetime show on a top cable network, tweet that to me at Absolutely TK, and we'll get you some glass hair product.
All right. So make sure you do that and win the prize here. We've had winners, you know, each week, I believe. So make sure you want your hair looking right. You tweet TK, Absolutely TK, with your answers.
Absolutely.
All right, TK. Well, as always, we thank you, and we look forward to next week. Hear about what you see over the weekend, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good night. Miss Parker?
Yes, sir. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We definitely want to hear from you.
If you haven't liked us yet, kick yourselves. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, SHO. Each and every day we post the question of the day. Mondays especially, we ask you to share your opinions because the question of the day is going to be discussed on The Stephen Knight Show. Today, The Stephen Knight Show had a question of the day. Question of the day was, Stephen...
The question today was, if you were given power and could change one thing to make our government better, what would it be? Now, this wasn't a really popular question, but we did get a few responses. Ms. Parker, what do you think you would choose? What you would change?
I had a list of things, probably everything. Probably everything. Everything needs to be changed at this point. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a way to put it. I look forward to hearing what our listeners have to say, so make sure you go on Facebook and or Twitter and let us know what your answer is to the question of the day, and we'll be right back.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. Ms. Parker, what's going on in entertainment news?
Before we go on to entertainment news, just wanted to kind of mention some actually real news before we go on to entertainment stuff. You know, 30 soldiers were killed this weekend Iraq. They're Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. The chopper was shot down. So my condolences to the family and friends of those soldiers who lost their lives.
Absolutely.
Fighting for our freedom, you know, every day they put their lives on the line for us. So greatly appreciate it. And definitely, you know, thank you guys. Thanks to the family, because I know that you have to be really strong for your family and friends that are out there. So just want to say thank you and my condolences to those soldiers, family, and friends. It's really a sad story, but I wanted to go ahead and mention that. Eight people were killed in Ohio over the weekend. A gunman went crazy and he shot his wife, family, friends, neighbors, before the police shot and killed him. So, you know, just craziness going on.
Wow.
But definitely my condolences to those family, family, friends of those victims as well. The biggest story in the news right now is the whole credit thing with the U.S. credit score. And I know this is no joking matter, but I'm like, okay, when I go get something and they ruin my credit, if the government got bad credit, how does that mean I have good credit?
It's true. That is true. That's a
good
point.
What I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah.
So, I mean, so apparently the government has crappy credit like the rest of us. Big Boy got arrested over the weekend I guess he was on a cruise with his family and some of his, his buddies or whatever, and they were getting off the cruise ship, and the cruise ship apparently alerted police because they got numerous phone calls from people in the cabins on the ship saying that they smelled nothing but weed smell the entire weekend.
Yeah.
In the cabin halls. So they were smoking the entire weekend. And anyways, when they searched him, he had Viagra and what was it? What else?
Ecstasy, Viagra.
Ecstasy, yeah.
Viagra,
yeah.
And then the substance that's in ecstasy, some substance. And then
that he used to make it, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Big Boy, do better.
But he joked about it. Did you see his tweet?
Yeah.
He tweeted when he got out, he said... Well, he said fresh out when he got out of jail, and then he tweeted later, you know, I thought this was a love boat. So I guess he came prepared with his ecstasy.
Oh,
and
I have to say, it's too bad.
Viagra.
Okay.
Yeah.
But apparently, a lot of people are in trouble. Waka Faka, whatever his name is, got arrested for drug possession. apparently Big Sean got arrested for something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of craziness. So, anyways, y'all do better. Get it together.
Get your mind right.
Get your mind right. Kanye was booed off stage. Did you hear about that?
I heard about that, yeah. You know,
apparently he went out and he went on a rant. Yeah, uh-huh. Him and Jay-Z came out with their album. How is it?
I haven't heard the album yet. It's getting mixed reviews. I think it's called Watch the Throne. It's getting mixed reviews. They had a video come out today, I believe. So I've seen a lot of action on the social media regarding that, but I haven't had a chance to listen to it. But, you know, I have one of my homeboys, he is diehard Kanye, Jay-Z fan. He thinks the album is just the best thing. But then I've seen some people saying they're disappointed, they expected more. So, you know, it's just been mixed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I need to check it out because I know I love when Jay-Z partnered up with R. Kelly. I know that didn't end well, but I really love, you know, their partnership, and I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. But, yeah, I like Kanye's outspokenness because I tend to be an outspoken person as well. But I think there's a time and a place for everything. Nobody wants to hear you rant for 30 minutes after they pay money to see you perform, you know.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, he needs to learn how to just keep his mouth shut sometimes and give the people what they paid for. They didn't pay to have him, you know, rant about his own agenda. They came to see him perform. So
he was saying they compare him to Hitler.
Would hate him and compare himself to Hitler.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So Lil Wayne was at Compound this weekend. I didn't really go out this weekend. I kind of hung out with my sister and her friends and ran, you know, shop and, you know, hung out at little parties that her friends had and stuff like that. So I didn't go out, but I heard downtown was just downtown Atlanta
packed.
Was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was in town. And he was at Compound. I know that was crazy. So. Anyways, big ups to everybody who went out there, kicked it with Lil Wayne, have fun. Hope you guys party for me. Even though I wouldn't have won. But Eric Benet got married.
Did you hear about that?
He
got married. Yeah, I heard
he got married to Prince ex-wife.
Wow.
Hilarious, because I was reading an article, and somebody, you know how you read an article on MSNBC, if you click on comments, you can read comments of people who, actually it was Yahoo, people who left comments or whatever, and somebody said, I didn't even know Prince was married to a woman. I thought that was pretty funny because people never realized that Prince actually been married several times to several women.
Yeah, Prince is in.
Yeah, but Eric Renee and Prince X, I know, right? And Prince X got married, and they you know, Eric Renee is Holly Berry ex-husband. And then, you know, Grammy-nominated artist as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I have for now. Is there anything else? I know the finale of Housewives, Basketball Wives was on tonight. I read, you know, the comments and stuff on Facebook, so we'll catch up on that after the show. The finale of Single Ladies is tonight as well, I believe. So.
Okay. Well, let's move on to Mr. A-Ron. Hopefully he's in a quiet location. I know he's had company and things going on. So how you doing, A-Ron?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, man. How's it going?
You doing good? Party quiet down a little bit?
I'm in a quiet location. A quiet location now.
Well, we won't keep you on, but first of all, how was your weekend?
My weekend was nice. It was relaxing. I have a couple more weeks before the start of fall semester, so, you know, I'm actually looking forward to that. And then my birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks also, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
so
you turned 21?
Nice. 21, yeah.
When is your birthday, Ron?
August 25th.
August 25th. Okay, Virgo.
Virgo.
Okay,
okay.
So what's going on in sports, A-Ron? What's going on in sports?
Oh, boy, sports, man. Pretty much the NFL's Hall of Fame was this past weekend. And let's see, Shannon Sharp, Marshall Faulk, Richard Dent, and Deion Sanders were all inducted. So big shout out to them.
Congratulations.
Also, absolutely. And also Shannon Sharp, just his story, man, was just really powerful. This man and his brother Sterling Sharp, who also played in the NFL, they came from, whenever someone says humble beginnings, I mean, that's nothing. These men came from, nothing. Absolutely, just backwoods of Georgia. They were raised by their grandparents. They didn't have running water. They didn't have electricity. I mean, it was really bad. It was really, really bad. But they actually liked it. You know, it actually made them who they are today.
Yeah.
So big shout outs to that. Let's see. Also, Ricky Williams has signed with the Baltimore Ravens. If you all don't know who Ricky Williams is, he was the Heisman Trophy winner back in the 90s for the Texas Longhorns running back. He
back
actually
in the
got,
90s?
Back in the 90s, yeah. I think like 98 was when he was drafted. Yeah, 98, 99, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. He was actually drafted by the New Orleans Saints. Actually could be wrong. It actually could be maybe early 2000s, but it's been a while ago. But anyway, now he's signed with the Baltimore Ravens.
Doing what?
So, running back, playing football, running back.
He's back playing football? That
he's still
is
playing
crazy.
Football, yes.
He's still
playing football. Yeah,
okay.
Still playing football. So hopefully, you know, he'll kind of lay
down
with the weed. Yeah, dude got bills probably and child support. You know.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Everybody's trying to make that money.
I'm sorry, Ricky's people. I didn't mean it like that. Let me rephrase that. Anyway, but that's pretty much what is going on in the world of sports. Also, NFL's training camps are going on now, and which is a good thing. So football's back, and life is good.
Okay,
life
I have a
good.
Question. What's going on with the NBA? I heard that we may not have a season next year.
We might not. They're still trying to get everything right as far as the money. It's all about money.
Yeah, so a lot of these players are playing overseas, I heard. Is that right?
A lot, yeah. Some are, yeah. Actually, Darren Williams, who plays for the New Jersey Nets, he actually signed with the team overseas. And if the NBA, you know, doesn't go on this season, then he's going to actually play overseas. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, also, I believe Chris Paul also is either in talks with playing with the team overseas or has actually signed, but there's a stipulation in all the players' contracts with the teams that they sign with overseas, and the stipulation is whenever the NBA pretty much starts back up,
works for them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Once
everything but they're saying they're not going to lose out on any money.
They get to come back. Right. They get to come back to the NBA, even if it's like mid-season, whenever, you know. Once it's back, they get to leave from where they're playing overseas. And
that's small on their behalf, though.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, it's been crazy, man. The NFL, now the NBA, man,
that is crazy.
It's just
money.
To me, yeah. It's just money, rich, millionaires and billionaires just, you know, mm-hmm. fighting over money. It's, I don't know, man.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But I would love to be able to fight over money. So
right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm fighting for money.
I keep it 100. I would love to. To be able to argue about getting paid $20 million as opposed to $10 million. I would, that'd be hot.
I wish.
One day, brother. But that's Ron's perspective tonight. And, yo, follow me, Ron Cosby 1 at Twitter or A. Ron Cosby on Facebook. And also, really, really quick, Stephen and Michelle, Ms. Barker, I'm sorry, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to
Tony Horn. He actually used to play with the St. Louis Rams back when they won the Super Bowl, and he's actually in the process of getting back into the NFL playing. So, big shout out to Tony Horn. He just followed me on Facebook recently, and I followed him back and everything. So I told him that I would give him a shout out, and I'm a man of my words. So Tony, thanks for following me. Following me, and I appreciate it. And good luck with the NFL this season, brother. Appreciate it. And that's
absolutely. All right, Aaron. Well, you have a good night. Get back to your party, and we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
All right, y'all.
All right. Now I know if we don't hurry up, this next Miss Janetta's gonna fall asleep on us. Miss Ferguson.
You know, I'm on my way right now. I'm fine. How are you tonight?
Hey, girl.
That's good.
Nothing much, nothing much. I have a couple of things for you guys, and I hope that you don't get too overwhelmed because I got so excited when I found all this great stuff. Okay.
You're always excited.
Well, the first thing, you know it. Anytime I can save some money, I get excited. Well, you know, Jessica Simpson has her little clothing line, which is doing, you know, pretty much launched her into after the Forbes you know, fortune list. So she's having a sale on her website. You know, she sells them in clothes. She sells her clothes in, like, Dillard's and
I'm sorry,
Macy's.
Who did you say?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, Jessica Simpson, yeah.
Yeah. Now, she sells her, I think her main line, her line is in Dillard's. And you might even be able to catch a few pieces in Macy's, but I think they are mainly at Dillard's. She also has her clothing line online at jessicasimpsoncollection.com. Well, if you go online and look up that collection, all of her summer dresses are up to 50% off. And then you can take $25 off of your purchase of $125 or more if you use the code AUG2011. So that's one of the deals I found that I have to check out.
Okay.
Another one of my favorite stores is a Limited, and they're having a 40% off sale. I know that I always talk about them, but they're always having sales. So this sale, they're giving you 40% off of all the tops.
Wow.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter. You know, any top in the store is 40% off. If you're looking for jeans, men or women, travel on down to Express, because they have one. They have their jeans at buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match them. So if you want to get one for yourself, you can get one for your guy, vice versa, you can go ahead and do that at Express. So that's buy one, get one 50% off. Kohl's is having a back-to-school sale where you get 15% or 20% off of your purchase, and that starts on Wednesday, so that's August 10th. So you might want to check that out if you're, like, a Kohl's person because, you know, they have, like, lines like the Vera Wang line, you know, all the high-end designers who want to bring their fashion to, you know, us budget-friendly people, like Lauren Conrad, Vera Wang, brands like that. You can go to Kohl's and find those. And they actually have some really cute designs. So, It's an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off, and that's starting on Wednesday. Okay? Now, I don't know if you know about Youx, and that's Y-O-O-X. That's like an online store, and they sell a lot of designer clothing. They're giving you up to 70% off of their spring and summer collection. So you
said Y-O-O-X?
Y-O-O-X.com, and it's Youx. I think I'm pronouncing it right. I know I'm spelling it right. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, though. But Y-O-O-X.com. What'd you say?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So as long as you're spelling it right, that's all that matters. So up to 70% off of the spring and summer collection, which, by the way, you got to find a lot of. It's free. I'm trying to hurry up and get through this because I know it's. I have a lot to give you guys tonight. Today and tomorrow, it's free, and that's S. And I don't know if you remember this from, like, the 80s where they're making a comeback, and it's ESPRIT. They're having a flash sale off of everything online only. If you use the code AUGFLASH11, so that's AUG slash 11. So if you go to it's free.com, and again, that's ESPRIT.com, you can get 40% off of everything that's online. Doesn't matter if it's on sale already, that's an additional 40% off, so it's off of everything. Nine West is having a sale, and you can get up to 75% off of their original prices, off of their sale prices. Now, I have gone online to Nine West, and I actually found a couple pairs of shoes that I'm not going to get because I don't need them. At least I'm trying to fight it. And that's up to 75% off the select style, so you may want to go to Nine West and look online. And this is, you know, Nine West, I don't know if you guys know this, but Nine West is the type of sale you never know when it's going to end. So it could be going through next month, and it can end tomorrow. You just never know. So, and it's usually while supplies last. So that might be something you want to check out. I'm not sure if you know about Singer 22. That's another store that you might want to check out. Now, Singer 22 has, it also has like a lot of designer brands, but their niche is that they usually put on sale all of the things that celebrities wear. So if you see Halle Berry walking down the street in some kind of top, you know, Singer 22 is a type of online store that will find that top and put it on sale, because their whole niche is that they're trying to style you just like the celebrities are styled, but it's not for less. But these, but they're having a sale, so you can get those celebrity looks for less, and the actual designs of those celebrities. So you can get an extra 30% off of all of their sale items, and that can total up to 90% off of some of their prices. So you might want to check that out, and that's Singer22, and that's Singer22.com. So that's one of my little stores. And you also have to use the code 30MORE in order to get the sale prices. However, if you go online, it'll probably already tell you, just like most sites do. So you don't have to worry about, you know, what did she say again? You know, because it'll probably
right
be on
now
the
all the codes.
Right, it'll probably be on the homepage. But just in case, I give it to you one more time. It's 30MORE. Another one of my stores, ShopBox. They're having a sweepstakes, and if you enter the sweepstakes, you can win a chance. You can enter for a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree at shopbop.com. And they also sell like a lot of designer clothes, like True Religion, Chevins, Shoshana, all types of things. So that might be something you're interested in. And last but not least, I'm sorry I had to breeze through this, but I just wanted to hurry up and get everything out because I know that we're always pressed for time. Last but not least, Macy's is having a fashion clearance sale where you can get up to 75% off their sale items. So that might be something that everybody wants to check out as well.
Is this ongoing?
This Macy's thing, yes. This is a sale that's ongoing. Now, I know that they have a lot of sales that are like flash sales or one-day sales, but this particular sale is ongoing. Now, let me tell you that it's 75% off now, and it may be taken down to about 60 and 65% off, because that's what Macy's does. I don't know why, but I mean, they've been, you know, business for decades, so I guess it's working for them, but right now, you can get up to 75% off the original price. Now, probably next week, they'll probably take it down to up to 60% off of the original price. So if there's something amazing that you saw that you're interested in, I will go ahead and get it now.
Okay.
Because you never know how long that sale is going to last. But that's all I have for tonight. So I hope that was enough.
That was a lot. But, you're going to have all this on your page, right?
Yes, actually what I wasn't doing was I was just expecting people to listen to the show to get my sales. What I am going to start doing is putting them all online for you, just so you have all the codes and everything that I've done. So you should be able to find that tomorrow.
Okay. You usually have a lot going on, a lot of sales and good ideas
I
for
do.
Us. So it'll be great to have them all online where people can go back, you know, the next day or so and look it up.
Right, and there's also a new little widget that I have, and it's really neat. If you click on the little sales and coupons page, the little sales and coupons link, it'll give you all types of deals. Now, it's not necessarily fashion sales. It might be something that's like a pamper day or, you know, like a little massage or, you know, just like little things in your area. So if you just click on the little sales and coupons icon to the right side of the screen, it'll bring up all of that for you.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, thanks, hon. Appreciate you as always.
Talking to you.
I think Steven is on mute because I hear him talking, but I don't hear him on the show. all right, girl, have a good night.
I was on mute. Thanks, Janira. And also, make sure you call BudgetShopAholic.com for her the updates that she provided. And we'll be right back.
EOTM Radio. Go to EOTMRadio.com and check out the blog site, EOTMblog.com. Yeah. EOTM Radio has the best music talk shows. EOTM Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms.
Ray
Parker.
Farnica.
Yes.
Ray Farnica.
I am.
Well, Jonathan Graham, the 26-year-old chocolate hero to the stars, is known for his over 100-plus varieties of gourmet chocolate, all addictive and all delicious because Jonathan makes them himself right there in Los Angeles chocolate shop. Jonathan's creativity and passion for the arts began when he was just a mere toddler. Through extensive travel and a childhood in the food business, Jonathan has been refining his palate and identifying unique flavors since the age of 3, fusing art, flavors, fashion, and entertainment together to create his unique and trend-setting revision of Brentwood's historic Compartier's chocolate. Jonathan's sophisticated vision is uniquely expressed through chocolate. Please help me welcome chocolate to the stars, Jonathan Graham. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up? Thank you guys for having me.
How you doing?
Welcome, Jonathan. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You know, before we get started, you know, I can't wait to get my hands on some of this chocolate. You know, I was going through the website, and I was like, this looks really, really
good.
Mighty good. Really, yeah. Really, really good. And,
well, thank you.
But anyway.
Yeah, yeah, we do have our online store that makes people salivate daily, and our chocolates change all the time, so that's a good reason for people to continually come back and order because they change all the time. So even if you have some now, it'll be different in a couple months from now.
Oof, well, I'm definitely going to be putting my order in very soon.
Okay.
Well, I know that Compartier was founded in the 1950s and soon became popular attraction in Los Angeles, attracting people like Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe. What do you think it was that set your company apart from the competition?
You know, Compartier's originally started to bring European-style chocolate and European-style sweets to the U.S. So, you know, when you think about chocolate that we've got, it's all like, you know, Texas-sized turtles and M&Ms and Crunch Bars and this kind of overly large, over-sugared chocolate. And Compartier's, Mrs. Compartier, who started it, wanted to, you know, do away with that and bring this European-style chocolate. So, you know, being in L.A., the celebrities caught on, of course, and, you know, once they started ordering, it just got, you know, more and more popular as time went on.
So do you think it's because of the origin of it, the European style, is that what attracted the celebrities? Because, I mean, you've worked, well, not you personally, but your company has worked with Frank Sinatra, Winston Churchill, Marilyn Monroe, and then now even as far as the Golden Globes and the Academy Awards. Is it that style that you think brings the higher-end clientele to you?
You know, I think definitely in the beginning, that's what attracted people to Compartier's. It was something very different and unique. Of course, after 60, we're now in business 61 years, it needs to change, and you need to evolve. I mean, even Starbucks is constantly reinventing themselves, or McDonald's.
Right.
So when I took over Compartes, I reinvented it and started using organic ingredients, which everybody loves right now. Yeah. And these kind of exotic flavors and, you know, blending, you know, herbs and spices and salts and all kinds of interesting things into the chocolate. So I think the celebrities were really attracted to this new experience of chocolate that I've created, which is the new Compartes.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we just have really, really great fans and a great following of people. So it's, you know, people are constantly finding out about us all the time. We don't ever do any advertising or anything like that, and we just get out to do all this stuff. So it's pretty cool.
And so you took over when you were 15 years old.
Yeah.
Why do you think that your parents, your family entrusted you with such a huge responsibility at such a young age? I know they're looking for a younger model, but why do you think at 15 they said, okay, he's ready for the gig?
You know, it was crazy. Like I said, Compartes was in business for so many years that it became quite stagnant. So even though we had all these old school celebrities and old school Hollywood that loved Compartes, we weren't really doing anything new, and business was really slowing down. So I think that they saw that I was, like, creative, and I love entertainment and fashion and food and music. And, you know, what I ended up doing is we basically kept the name Compartes but started from the ground up. And I started just making things that I'd like to eat. That's how it started, really. You know, I did my first thing I made was called Love Nuts, which were these caramelized nuts that have sea salt and chocolate and cocoa powder on them, and they're amazing. And, you know, that's where, from there, some magazines wrote about it, and that's how we started getting new fans again.
Well, I know that a large portion of the element that came to some of your designs and some of your what you've created has been your travel around the world. And I know that you still travel, definitely getting inspiration. Tell us about some of the places you've been and some of the things that you picked up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, like I said, I think everything tastes better with chocolate. So let me put that out there right away. So you could put cayenne pepper with chocolate, or jalapeno with chocolate, or, you know, some exotic fruit, and I think it tastes better that way. I mean, if you dip broccoli in chocolate, it probably would make it better. So, you know, what I do is I'm just constantly on the search for new ingredients and exotic tastes. I love ethnic food. So everywhere where I'm traveling or in L.A., like, we have a great variety of all different types of food, and I'm tasting things all the time, these crazy ingredients, and I think, wow, this would be great with chocolate. Some of the places I've traveled to was, you know, Paris, Italy. I went to Mexico, Belize, Guatemala, to see the Aztecs and Mayan culture, which also was very, very into chocolate, and they used chocolate as a form of currency and for medicinal purposes and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, that was certainly very cool to see that. And, you know, I visited some chocolate plantations on Hawaii, which is nice because I get to have a business expense going to Hawaii, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Can't complain about that.
You can't. You know, and if you ever need someone to go with you, just to get a second opinion.
I know your number then.
Well, I know that you recently expanded in business in Japan and opened several stores there. What made you make that transition out to the Japanese culture?
Yeah, you know, that was crazy. So apparently these Japanese people, it started because they read about me in a magazine and about all the celebrities that love my chocolate, and they came and they're like, we want to buy, you know, 10,000 boxes of chocolate and sell them in a department store in Japan. So it started just with that, and then 4 years later now, we've been sold in Japan now for 4 years. We won I went over there and I won a chocolate competition, and we were the only American company to ever win, you know, a competition like this. And the demand grew. So this Valentine's Day, I had 28 pop-up shops all over the country, and I now have three permanent shops. Yeah, it's crazy. And then, you know, the tsunami happened right after that. And you know, what we did for that, of course, was to donate chocolate to the tsunami victims, because I've now been to Japan so many times. I felt like, you know, I just felt like, what can I do for this situation? So, we did 5,000 boxes of chocolate for the tsunami people, which was just amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. I know they appreciated that. And you have worked with a lot of big name stars, celebrities. I know that you said, you know, we have a contest on our show with Richard Glass and Faith Evans, their glass products, and you are really cool with Faith, I understand, and I know that you were with her through the process of recording her last album, and that, you know, she's someone who's kind of inspired you musically. How do you fuse music, fashion, and entertainment into chocolate? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Well, I mean, yes, when Faith was recording this new album, I was in the studio with her a lot and just watching her creativity. And, you know, she would just, we'd hear these beats and be hanging out in the studio, and I'd have my chocolate, and we'd just be there for the night and whatnot and having dinner. And just to see her creative process of writing these songs and coming up with these amazing lyrics out of nowhere and just stepping into the booth with nothing and singing like that inspired me so much when I would come back to work the next day to be creative, to think up new ideas, to think about how I can expand my business and stuff like that. So definitely, you know, she is one of my mentors in many, many aspects, and she's amazing, and she helps, you know, I talk to her about things about my career, and she talks to me about her career, and she's wonderful. But, I think that Compartes kind of reflects me. So, you know, the patterns on the chocolate, which is what we're known for, are all these really cool patterns and prints, are things that I would find interesting. You know, these flavors are things that I would find interesting. I also do a lot of custom chocolates, like, you know, for Chelsea Lately and Discovery Channel, DreamWorks, a bunch of people. Right now I'm actually just doing chocolates for a TV show that's going to be on in January. And I can't say the name of it, but it's something that you guys all know, and you will see my chocolates on that TV show when it comes out. So that's really exciting.
So are you, on a personal level, are you surprised? Are you, how do you feel? I mean, obviously, this company, Compartes, has been doing well for many years, but to see it continue to expand and to grow and to be asked for in Japan and whatnot, what does that mean to you on a personal level?
Well, you know, it's crazy because I didn't go to culinary school and I didn't go to business school, and I wasn't like born one day and said chocolate's going to be my passion. But I found something that I was good at, and I was able to adapt it and turn it into something that I became extremely passionate about. Now I love it. I have like a notebook by my bed, and I wake up with an idea for a pattern or for a new package or, you know, a collaboration I could do, and I write it down. Like, I literally dream about these things. So for me, it's amazing because I get to do what I love, and people are noticing it, and I'm, you know, doing well doing it. So, you know, I can't complain.
Not at all. Not at all. So let's talk about some of the best sellers that Compartes has. What are some of the just everyday people, what is one of the things that they would order on a daily basis?
So some of the most popular ones, my honey peanut butter sea salt, which is awesome. It's homemade honey peanut butter sea salt, strictly just that. It's peanuts, honey, and salt, no sugar, and it's so good. I do put a lot of honey in it to sweeten it up, but that nice kind of, you get the salty and the sweet. I don't know, have you guys ever had, like, salty and sweet stuff together?
I have. It's delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah, so that's kind of most of my most popular ones are combining sweet and salty. So I have the sea salt caramels. I have the love nuts that have the caramel and salt. I just love salt and sweet together. I don't like things overly sweet. I like the combo. Some of the other really popular flavors are like blackberry sage, mango saffron. We have the spicy Mexican hot chocolate that's got skulls on it, and it has a kick. People don't even expect it. They bite it, and then they're like, a lot of times they'll be coughing and asking for water at the counter. So,
Ms. Parker, I like that. She loves spicy food.
Yeah, I love spicy.
She loves spicy food.
Oh, I love spicy food, too. So, to me, it doesn't have, you know, I mean, it's definitely got that little kick, but it's nothing. But some people will really, some people really have, you know, they need a lot of water with it. So, if you like spicy food, that's certainly a great one. You could go to Compartes.com to order them. We also had those were on the Food Crafters on Cooking Channel. you know. And also, I have some recipes that I've written for Oprah's website, so you could go see that if you want to make English toffee at home. I have some exclusive recipes on Oprah.com that you could check out as well.
So I know you've done a lot in TV. I know you've had appearances yourself on the Food Network, Bravo, CNN, just to name a few. Is that something, I know that you have some things that you're working on that's still in development phase that you can't really go into too much detail about, but are you venturing towards TV, any kind of anything like that you can discuss?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been asked to be a part of several different shows. So far I haven't, you know, nothing has come into fruition just as of yet. And then,
okay.
Of course, you know, I'm always getting offers for my own show. So that's definitely something I'm interested in. It's something that I would like to do. It's just about the right fit, the right timing, the right everything.
Right.
You know, but certainly I think being young in L.A., having these clients, being in the position that I'm in, it's very interesting, you know, not to I mean, it's certainly more interesting than your average chocolate company, I would say.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to put anything away from them, but I get why people are interested in doing a show about me. So, you know, I hope it'll happen, but it's just going to have to be the right way.
So if you were to get a reality show, how would you want it to play out? What would a day in the life of Jonathan Graham be?
You know, a day in the life of me is very busy. You know, it's, you know, but I'm not a drama kind of person. So that's
right.
The thing about it is I'm not going to go on TV and make a fool of myself just to have a TV show. You know,
right.
That's just not who I am. So, again,
okay.
It would just be about the right situation and, you know, all that stuff. So, but I will be on a couple shows coming out next year. And hopefully, you know, hopefully you'll see me soon somewhere else on your TV screen.
Absolutely.
We'll see, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. What is your, when you wake up each day, I know you have long days, when you wake up each day, what is the first thing you think about when you wake up in terms of what your day is going to be? What is your goal for the day when you wake up each day?
You know, my goal is always how can I improve and expand my business. You know, besides being a chocolatier, I am also a businessman. So I'm thinking of taking it to the next level. How can I do it? What can I do? So, you know, I don't like to be stagnant. I get bored easily. So I'm always creating new flavors, new concepts, new ideas. You know, how can I expand the reach of Compartes even more and bring this unique product to more, you know, more people. So, you know, I definitely have a love affair with my business. I am constantly, you know, I go from meeting to meeting about my business, and I, you know, but I definitely take time out for me, like the traveling, and I have, you know, two dogs, and I love going to the beach, and, you know, it's all about balance.
Yeah, that's the big thing, balance, having that, your personal life and your business. What final question for you? What is in the future for Compartes? I know you have a lot going on. Where do you envision this going?
Well, right now, right now you could purchase Compartes products at Compartes.com and at our store, which is in Brentwood on Barrington. And what we're doing now is going to take it to the next level. So, you know, maybe starting in January, you're going to see Compartes nationwide in different stores. I'm not sure in which cities or whatnot, but I'm taking it to the next level. Like I said, I feel, you know, I have a lot of great customers here in LA, but I'm ready for the next step and the next chapter. And, you know, to bring artisanal chocolate nationwide, and it's already kind of going worldwide. So, you know, I'm excited. I think at 27, I'm so fortunate and lucky to be where I am. And I just, it's crazy to me to think when I'm 40, where I could be if I
exactly.
do the right things and I work really hard. So,
wow. Well, listen, we wish you nothing but the best. I can't wait to get some chocolate.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to send you guys a big box to snack on immediately.
Thank you.
That
Stevie, don't eat it all, please.
I'll eat it all. I won't eat it all. I will share. This talk will never gonna be in the end of it if I eat it all.
There's gonna be enough to go around for sure.
Oh, great. We definitely look forward to it.
I just wanted to say that if anybody wants to, they could. We're on Twitter at Compartes and our Facebook page Compartes, of course. And I was, you know, this was very cool. So thank you guys for having me.
Well, thank you, a lot. And like I said, wish your number the best. I urge everyone to go and order them some Compartes chocolate. And you have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you, guys.
Have a good one.
You too, and wait for your chocolate. It's coming.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And for more information about Jonathan Graham and Compartes, please check us, visit our Facebook page. We have links to his website, and enjoy your chocolate. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing, so with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573, or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com, or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Ms. Parker, before we go into the playlist, I wanted to read some of the responses for the question of the day. Again, the question of the day is, if you were given power to change, that could change, one thing to make our government better, what would it be? Marshawn said, legalize weed.
How is that going to make the government better?
Who knows? Marco Polo says, I would insist the power of responsibility to those in Congress to live with and by their own actions, hold them accountable for the downfall of the economy, leave them with ultimate responsibility to fix it or to be exonerated. And he also said that the reason why this is means a lot to him is because that they are putting their putting a hold on the Pell Grant, which, you know, a lot of college students rely on to get their education. So So that's something that, you know, is passionate to him. Also, Tyrone put he would have Wall Street executed and tortured. And Guantanamo Bay, or whatever, how you pronounce that. Kristen said that she would have people on welfare do random drug tests to make sure that it's not living scot-free and living a good life. But that's our the only responses we have for that one. But let's go on the playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country wanting to be featured during the segment. Each week we will be selecting artists to play on our playlist. I know I have a lot of independent artists that have to review their music. It's just been extremely busy. So tonight we're going to listen to independent artists. We're going to listen to Lil Wayne, Lloyd, Monica, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Well, you need to stop being lazy and get to it. If you're interested in being featured on Stephen's playlist, if he can ever get to your music, please send it to us at the Stephen Knight Show at StephenKnightShow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, one or two promotional photos. Make sure your songs are edited for radio. They have to be clean or curse words. And Stephen will get to you when he can.
Yes, I will be listening to music this week. You know, I'm between doing the show, working my own album, but I'm definitely going to. I appreciate everyone who sends in their music. We're definitely going to start next week. We'll start getting back to our indie artist. The first song we're going to play tonight is a song called "Swim Good," and this is by a new artist, Frank Ocean. I think he's super talented, so check him out and enjoy Stephen's playlist. We'll be right back.
put them in it. Now I'm driving around on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. And every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them, they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. Five more miles till the road runs out.
Goes your way, and when you're in love. corners for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a motherfucking drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at some dudes up. That coops up and chops the dudes up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the crew, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he dial out. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm at some dudes up. That coops up and chucks the dudes up.
In the pretty cars, thou shalt not with rosé pockets. Fill 100 shots when I pop it. I feel for you, Baccaran on my arm. 20 million Teflon Don. God bless all the D boys on the rise with my baby girl by my side, baby, baby.
You are looking for someone special for a long, long time that I can share my dreams. Someone I can call.
Somebody to hold, somebody who cares. I'll do anything about you. was Cupid. Throw an arrow through the heart, let the blood drip. Somebody call the doctor cause I'm lovesick. Man, I done had it with this love. I'm done, just cause you make me don't mean that you the one. Most dudes only good for they tongue. Fucking with the cream, be it ain't safe. Just leave a stinger in your face.
And I'm tired of being by myself.
Put it together, how to love.
That was Steven's playlist. Hope you enjoy it. Again, if you're interested in being on the playlist, make sure that you email us at thestevennightshow@gmail.com. Also, some of the things we have coming that is to come. We have we're gonna be doing some shows on dating in 2011. That'll be in September. We have a show about now. I think we all like to get our drink on once in a while, and some people do some other recreational things. But you know, it's about knowing the balance. And we're gonna have someone come on and talk to us about
responsible drinking.
Responsible drinking.
Cut it short. Yeah, responsible drinking.
Yeah, partying, but doing it within parameters doesn't get you in situations that you don't want to deal with. Ms. Parker, what you got going on for this week?
The work, same thing I have going on every week.
Anything coming up for the weekend, though?
Not this coming weekend, but I have some stuff coming up. You know, Labor Day is coming up, so.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, play it by ear, you know. Yeah, I will be recording this weekend. I'm very excited about that with Phoenix, so we're trying to really work hard to finish this project. So it's coming, and a lot of people have been asking me, well, what's going on with your project? It's coming. Next week, I believe we're talking to a 14-year-old phenomenon. You'd be surprised how talented he is. I believe that's next week's show. But I want to thank my guest, Jonathan Graham. Make sure you go on compartes.com. There's a link on our Facebook page for more information about his product. I can't wait that he sends us our basket full of Compartes chocolate, and I'll also be ordering some because it looks great. And the fact that it's he makes it each day, it's all natural. You can't beat that. But for you listening at home, I'd like to thank you again for tuning into us each week. Make sure you go on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. Like us and follow us. Make sure you tell a friend, and we'll continue to give you our best. I'd like to thank my team, Ms. Parker, Chike, Aaron, and Janera, and, of course, the woman who puts it all together for us each week, Carla B. And you all have a great week, and we will see you again next Monday, same time.
Have a great week. See you guys next week.
Peace.
You're so fresh and so clean.